Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. Good
morning, friends. Good morning. It's certainly a pleasure to be coming your way with a short gospel broadcast, and we hope that each of you are well and encouraged, pressing on for the Lord. I believe the hottest of the summer is over for this season, and we're glad. We've had some good times in the Lord this summer, and now we're glad to see the weather turn a little cooler. We hope that you folks, each of you, where needed, are getting the necessary rain, and the weather has cooled down some. Really, with the cooler weather, we're looking for radio reception to improve this fall, and we hope that there'll be many more listeners that'll be able to hear the message from week to week. So, again, I say good morning to each one. Now, there were some special events which we were able to take part in this summer. For one thing, we were glad to be able to be in Grubbs, Arkansas, one Sunday last month. That was in August. And meet the dear ones there. Good morning to all of you in that area this morning. It was a real pleasure to be in services with you there. And we might also say that we were permitted to be in Hammond, Louisiana, last month. It was a rather sad occasion there. The folks down there have shared lots of sorrow in recent days, and we trust the Lord is binding up the hearts of the brokenhearted and encouraging each of you there in the Lord to press on. We're all in this battle together, and we want you to pray for us, and we're praying for you that God will bless and help there. We haven't been to services there in Gina or Midway for some time. We hope you're still listening down there. It's good to hear from you and to know that you are still listening to KCKW. Good morning to all of you there. And, of course, to our many, many friends who listen over KGGF. You are really a standby to us, and we appreciate it. God bless each and every one of you. Now, this scripture. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed the son of perdition. 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3. Now, we're being warned in this scripture that before the coming of the Lord, there's going to be a great falling away. I fully believe that we have gone through and are going through this time of shaking, when the Lord is shaking not only heaven but earth also, and he's shaking the church and professors and believers, and many of them prove to be untrue. They fall away in the test. And yet, I believe there's an attitude we should take toward those who fall away, one of compassion and love, realizing that it could be us were it not for the grace of God to keep us, and we should help restore those. But surely, the scriptures are being fulfilled, and the coming of the Lord is near. Now, another scripture. Now, all these things happen unto them for ensample, speaking about the Israelites and how they fell away and didn't get into the promised land. And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:11-13. Now, isn't that good to know that the problems that we encounter and the temptations that we have are common to other people? It's been a great blessing to me in going through trials and problems to know that other people have encountered such like circumstances and trials, and God took them through. In fact, it's a ray of inspiration to see those who have been faithful and have pressed right on in spite of opposition and have been true to the Lord. It gives me hope to know that the grace of God is sufficient for me too, and I can press on. Now, there's another verse here, though, certainly a warning to those who fall away. It says, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Galatians 5:7. Now, some folks run well for a while. They're off to a good start. They're endeavoring to live for God and make a good start. And yet, there's something hinders them. Maybe the love of the world. Maybe the temptations of pleasures and allurements and various other things, the lust of riches, wealth, fame, honor. There are many things to hinder folks these days, and they don't run so well after a while. So may the Lord help us to know that this race that we're in is not for a few days only. It's day after day pressing forward. Let us be like that dear pilgrim in that old time song. It said the songsters in the arbor that stood beside the way attracted his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come. So he was pressing right on, don't you see? Now, another verse. In fact, a couple of verses here in Revelation 2:4-5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2:4-5. So there is a warning that people grow cold and fall away, the Lord may just remove their light completely. After all, if the light comes from heaven, and we need that light shining within our hearts if we're to be a help to anyone. Now, I want to share with you this poem. It's a little bit unique, but I hope you get a blessing from it. It says, face this sad world with a smile. Last night, as I lay in sweet slumber, the cares of the day in the past, a very strange dream soon awoke me, some thoughts on my heart it impressed. I dreamed near a marsh I was standing. On a post sat a bright little wren. On the ground near the post was a puddle, and poor little birdie fell in. A jaybird nearby began scolding. Pay, pay, he said. What a sad world. That bird in the mud down there struggling, dear me, it's just awful, she snarled. Quite good for him, though, said the grumbler. What nonsense to go near that place. Such folly is reaped in a moment. Just think of his feathers and face. Oh, dear, what is life to such beings? And what is it worth to us all? Sad, sad to be born in this sorrow. And his anger broke into a squall. If there only were someone with comfort and a heart that is noble and good, but the saucy young jay made no effort to help the poor wren in the mud. The poor little fellow kept struggling till he loosened himself from his fate, then washing in clear water near him, flew back to the post clean and straight. Thank God it is over, he chirruped. Misfortunes will come now and then. How happy I am to have trusted in him who will care for a wren. My life has been spared, and I'm wiser to shun all the mud here I can. But if a sad mishap befalls me, I'll face it and act like a man. I suffered much pain in my struggle, my heart almost sank in despair, but nothing so filled me with sadness as the words of that jaybird up there. This world is made up of much sorrow, each heart has its share all the while, but I've learned not to murmur, but rather face the world with a bright, happy smile. The wren spoke these words with such accent, my heart was quite touched with his lure. Dear Lord, I said, help me the lesson, much better to know than before. I awaken with thought for reflection, this world sure enough is quite sad. There are many whose hearts are despondent, but few who are joyful and glad. Misfortunes and anguish are crushing the many to dismal despair. There are lives indeed not worth the living, so cumbered with burdens and care. And 'tis true, there are many now reaping their folly and sin's miry sand. Shall I, like the jaybird complaining, not give them a kind helping hand? We all may have sorrows depressing to face in the life here below. Let us take them to Jesus, our helper, not one to the world let us show. We all have our trials surrounding. Let us comfort each other the while our hearts clean and pure with salvation. With our hearts clean and pure with salvation, let us face this sad world with a smile, such a smile of true love and compassion, which to us by God's grace has been given, as will lighten each sad heart in sorrow with the comfort and sunshine of heaven. J.W. Byers. Our Father, we thank you now for the privilege of bringing thy word over this radio station. We ask you to bless each listener. Help us to do what we can to comfort and lift up the fallen and point the way back to Christ. And now we commit each one into thy care and keeping. We pray you bless and keep them by thy grace. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we've been a comfort to you, we'd be so glad to hear from you. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.